Well, in the Cincinnati art scene, it's always great when somebody is celebrating. And we actually have an event that's going to be celebrating two longstanding Cincinnati traditions. And that is the children's theater presentation of the Frisch Marionette Company's production of Jungle Book, The Story of Mowgli's Fire. And joining us in the studio are Kim Deaton from the Children's Theater. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you for having us.
And Kevin Frisch from Frisch Marionettes. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Jim. It's nice to be here.
First of all, let's go ahead and say that what this is an inaugural performance in the Children's Theater's new space. Kim, tell us a little bit more about the space.
Well, in December, we moved into what we are affectionately referring to now as our new home. It's about 30,000 square feet as opposed to our 10,000 square feet we previously had. And one of the things that we're really excited about is the 152-seat theater, which we have not had in the past. And that affords us the opportunity to present works of art that we have not been able to do in the past, such as Frisch Marionettes.
Now, a lot of people know of the Children's Theater's annual productions. There's three or four of them each year that are done at the Taft, and schools come in and see them. This is not a venue for those shows.
No, and thank you for mentioning that. Our main stage performances will stay at the Taft Theater. What we'll do in our new space are smaller, longer-run productions that allow us to cater to a broader audience.
And Kevin, we should mention that Jungle Book, The Story of Mowgli's Fire, is part of your 20th anniversary season.
Actually, that will launch the 21st season. So we're right in the middle of the 20th season right now.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And this is a show that a lot of people may be familiar with the story, probably from Disney and all like that in the recent movie. But you're putting your own spin on it.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. This one is based on a script by Nick Coppola, who is my mentor in New York. And then I've adapted it. I've made fire the central theme throughout the story, not just symbolically, but it's used in the story. And it represents the human spirit. It's sort of the defining line between human and animal as well.
Now, a lot of people are used to marionettes that, you know, represent humans and maybe one or two creatures. This is going to be a lot of animals. What are some of the interesting styles of marionette creation are you using for some of the animals?
Well, in this one, we're doing marionettes, and we start out the show with shadow puppets. Done with marionettes, you know, flat marionettes. And that has to do with the structure of the show backstage. The show's done with two people. There's about 17 puppets in the show. Yeah, there's a lot of animals in it. The biggest one is the elephant, but not as big as people think it is. At the end of the show, we always like to bring out a couple of the puppets and demonstrate them for the kids and really talk about the craft and get them excited about theater. And so hopefully they'll go home and try to do their own version of it.
Now, I'm assuming you'll be one of the marionettists.
Oh, yeah.
Who is your other marionettist?
Bringing in Jamie Elizabeth Moore from New York City. She's been performing with me this past couple of seasons, and I just do that to keep the level of the puppetry up. She worked for the same company that I did in New York and is familiar with getting on a bridge, working the puppets. So the quality of the show has been really good.
You spent a good deal of time in New York working on your craft, puppet works especially. What are some of the things that you learned in New York that you're bringing to Cincinnati?
I was lucky to work with Nick Coppola at the Puppet Works. You know, the mentoring situations are sort of drying up right now. And I was able to work with him. We did probably 6 days a week, two or three shows a day. So just learning the craft, we had the ability to do one show after another after another. So if we wanted to try something new, we were able to do that in the next 45 minutes. Another show was coming up, so we could try that. The whole craft I learned from scratch. I knew nothing about really wood carving or anything getting into it. So I'm still learning, you know.
You've been doing this for 29 years professionally. What is it that drew you to marionettes as an art form?
My background is in theater, art, and well, first of all, art. And then both my parents are music teachers, so my brothers and I all played musical instruments, and then acting in high school, and also then I was in stage crew. So this allows me to do all those things at once, keep my hands in all those fires. I should mention also this show has original music, so if they're expecting Disney, they won't. The music, it's really thrilling music written by my brother Steve Frisch of, some of the listeners might know, Rusty Griswolds.
Oh, just a few will know that, I think.
And the Rusty Ball. But he wrote the tunes for it, and I did the lyrics for the songs. So, yeah, it's a different take on it, but it's really a great adventure show.
Kim, you all must be very excited to be bringing Kevin and his marionette theater to your new space. You're looking forward to bringing in, as you said, longer run productions. I'm assuming you're also looking at bringing in other children's and family performance opportunities as well.
We are. We're just hitting the tip of the iceberg here in the planning process. We do plan to have our own studio series that we will launch in May of 2017. But very much look forward to partnering with other artistic groups in the Cincinnati area and beyond that we can bring into our facility.
The Children's Theater also has a touring company that tours schools over a very large region of the country. Will they be doing any of their performances there?
We will. Every single one of our touring productions will have a kickoff performance in our new space, which is ideal for preschoolers, homeschoolers, anyone who wants to attend.
Recently, you had an open house kickoff for the theater space. For people who are interested in finding out more about the Children's Theater, the programs that they'll be offering, and just maybe want to kind of take a look at the space, where is it located and can they come and visit?
Absolutely. Our doors are always open, well, within certain hours, of course. It is at 4015 Red Bank Road, and we are always giving tours to the public. We are happy to show people around. We're excited about the facility. I think the community is excited, and we like sharing that excitement with others.
Kevin, I know you've performed in a number of venues in the Cincinnati area. I'm assuming you've had an opportunity to visit the new space. Are you looking forward to breaking in the new space?
Oh, yeah. We're going to put scratches on that. Dance. It's going to be great. Yeah, no, I've been over there a lot because I've been building puppets for the main stage shows for several years now. Last year was the biggest.
Huge.
Yeah. But yeah, no, we're really looking forward to it. It's a great space. And we've been in there a couple of times and really looking forward to it.
I know a number of people, when they see a marionette performance, there'll be one puppet that catches their eye and give them that. How do they do that moment? Kevin, what is the most interesting or challenging marionette that you've had to make, or one of them? I'm sure you've had several.
Yeah, they've all got their own challenges. In this particular show, I think the shadow puppets were tricky because normally we would do it against the screen, but I was doing them as marionettes. Another thing is the fire effects. Mowgli doesn't have a torch for the show, and then he does have a torch at the end, and how to make the torch. And I go into that a little bit in the demo. And the weight of the puppet can be important. So my big thing is the weight of the puppet. Even with when I'm building for children's for their main stage shows, I try to keep the weight really light so that people can focus on the puppetry. So some of the animals are kind of larger, the elephant and Shere Khan, and of course Baloo. But there's a way to structure them that way. Those are some of the challenges.
What dictates the weight of a marionette? A lot of people see these fine strings holding up and they see some of these larger marionettes. You talked about carving wood. What other materials contribute?
Well, you have your mainframe, and then you want to keep that as light as possible. And everything else, there's all kinds of materials you can use to pad it out for the cosmetics. I call it the cosmetics or the aesthetic. I try to avoid foam, rubber when I can, but some of the larger ones, it kind of requires that, and there's ways to pad it out. There's just all kinds of materials to use. And some people do make their puppets, big ones, out of solid wood.
So when you're doing your mainframes or working with carving wood, what are the woods that you prefer to work with?
Ideally, I use basswood. It's just a really great carving wood. But my earlier puppets, I think, these are some of the earliest puppets. As a matter of fact, Jungle Book was the first show that I did in Cincinnati. The first public performance was of Jungle Book. And I think the hunter might be made from pine from my bunk bed that I used in New York. So there you go. You use what you got. But basswood is the best, is for me, a really great wood to use for the carving.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guests, Kim Deaton of the Children's Theater. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Jim.
And Kevin Frisch of Frisch Marionette Company. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information on the Children's Theater presentation of the Frisch Marionette Company's production of Jungle Book, The Story of Mowgli's Fire, which runs August 25th through the 28th, please be sure to visit our website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Now Chill the Kite brings home the night that Mang the Bat sets free. The herds are shut in fire and hut, for loose till dawn are we. This is the hour of pride and power, talon and tush and claw. Oh, hear the call, good hunting all that keep the jungle law.